Right now on VFN TV, President Donald Trump is speaking from CPAC, talking about he kept his promises about Jerusalem. And guess what? We're also be talking about the U.S. Embassy is going to be moving from Tel Aviv to Israel in May, the 75th anniversary. And we're going to hear from the Secretary of Environmental Protection Agency. This is a Christian man, a Sunday school teacher and deacon, but he prayed and God said, I want you to be over the EPA. I know, right now on VFN TV.
TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hey, I'm excited.
I like the stripes, man.
Doing good. Well,
I like
hey, man, thank you. You got stripes on, too. Look at that.
Oh, wow. Stripes on. Yours is more like dominant.
It looks like. Maybe it's alive. You know, I like a little color.
Yeah, I like splash. It. I really truly like it. It looks good. Do you like it? Let us know. Comment below. Hey, listen, I am so excited about, you know, President Trump and the things he's doing.
Yes.
It's being reported that not only is he a person that ran for office and made promises, that he kept those promises, but also that he went beyond those promises.
It's like he's an anomaly, man. It's like, what is going on here? He's delivering on the promise.
No doubt. As a matter of fact, here is President Trump speaking at CPAC, talking specifically about how he honored Jerusalem and kept his promises. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Let's join the president now.
We officially recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. You know, every president campaigned on, we're going to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Everybody, for many presidents, you've been reading it. And then they never pulled it off. And I now know why. Because I put the word out that I may do it, right? I said I'd do it in my campaign. So that usually means, unless I find something, I'm going to do it. I was hit by more countries and more pressure and more people calling, begging me, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. I said, we have to do it. It's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. We have to do it. And I did it. But every other president really lied because they campaigned on it. That was always a big part of the campaign. Then they got into office. They never did it. So I understand why they didn't do it, because there was tremendous. The campaign against it was so incredible. But you know what? The campaign for it was also incredible. And we did the right thing.
We did the right thing. Listen, it's not just about moving a building, an organization from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. It's about honoring God, where God declares that, you know, Jerusalem is the eternal city. You know, it is the city, the, you know, the apple of God's eye. And that by doing this, you have to understand what our president has done. He might not even know what he has done, but he's literally releasing, because he's releasing a huge blessing upon our nation, because God, the creator of the universe, declares, if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. And we're about to introduce something else to you, too, about what he did. But first, we want to hear from you. How do you feel? You know, comment below, write to us, you know, email us. Let us know how you feel about, you know, what he's done. I mean, he's kept his promise. All these nations were coming against him, but he told you, he even told everybody, this is what I'm going to do when I become president. And he actually did it. Is that not exciting? Well, we need to comment. They read. They know about these comments.
Yeah, they do.
Comment below. I mean, what are your thoughts about that? We love to be able to hear that. John?
Well, it's exciting. On top of that, you know, he made this decision that he's not only to recognize Jerusalem, but that the embassy
this is
now,
him praying at the Western Wall right here. Yeah.
We didn't know at what time the administration this was going to happen, but reports are, according to CBN and the Washington Post, that it's going to happen in May. In Israel,
May 2018.
Yes, Israel's 70th year anniversary.
Right.
This is amazing.
Well, that's huge because, you know, 1948 is when Israel became a nation, and it can one become a nation in a day. And it was President Harry Truman that signed those. And now, 70 years later, we have President Donald Trump, who literally...
From Truman to Trump.
It's amazing. You know, God compared... In fact, there was a prophetic word given by Pastor John Gilpatrick.
Yeah.
About that, and I wish we had that to be able to show that even now, but it was so powerful about God was just setting this up, you know. And so moving the embassy there, other nations are going to begin to follow. This means this. This means, and not only that, John, people are offering to pay. There's people saying, I want to pay a significant portion of the cost to move it there.
Wow.
I want to challenge you. You know, you can comment below, email us or whatever. Let's begin to say, you know what? Tell us what the cost is. And around the world, we will pay.
Let's pay for it.
We will give something. You know, John, all right, he's got a bigger check than me. Yeah. But I, you know, you know, to give something, to be able to pay for the embassy going in. I mean, just, you know, pay for a brick or something.
Yeah.
That is so powerful because you see, understand, end time prophecy, if we as a nation set up right there in Jerusalem, when all the nations come against Israel, that says something very specific about America, that we stand with Israel.
It's really important, too, that our president stuck with his promise and he said it was the right thing to do. How many times people don't
I want you
right
to see
thing?
This is a prophetic word giving before all this happened. The day that President Donald Trump was elected by Pastor John Kilpatrick, to show you the significance, because Harry Truman signed the papers for Israel to become a nation and put the weight of America behind
1948.
It. 1948. Take a look at this.
I was riding along the highway last Thursday evening. I was engaged in a conversation by cell phone with my administrator regarding budget matters. As I was listening to her answer a question, I heard Holy Spirit interrupt me and said, "How do you spell Truman?" I thought for a moment, and I said, T-R-U-M-A-N. He then said, "How do you spell Trump?" And I said, T-R-U-M-P. I immediately made the connection. He proceeded to ask me, who did President Truman lean on to help get the Jews back in the Holy Land? I said, General Eisenhower. The Lord said to me, I have raised up Trump, and I am also giving him generals to help defend my people, the Jews, to keep them in their homes. What was will be again. He then asked me, how do you spell truth? I said, T-R-U-T-H. The Lord said, he's changing the appetites of people. Instead of the public now rejoicing in rumors, they will now become excited to hear the truth again. They will develop a love for the truth and reject the lies as well as the liars. This will not be true of everyone in every place, but a shift has already happened. Truth had fallen in the streets, but I tell you, I'm lifting it up again, and it shall cause great rejoicing. I, the Lord, have done this by my own power, by my right arm of might, and by my justice. Give God praise. Hallelujah.
This is so powerful, yeah. Because what's happening now with the embassy being in Jerusalem is to attack Jerusalem, is to attack every sovereign nation that has an embassy in Jerusalem. This is important because you're going to see the protection of Israel now.
They don't want to attack America.
Oh, no.
So we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you in our community. You know,
yes.
Comment below, write to us, email us. This is exciting. You know, and be in support. This is going to release a huge blessing. It already has begun to release a huge blessing. We've talked about that before, but this is so significant to the creator of the universe, what we're seeing take place right now. John, what's next?
Well, when we come back from this break, we're going to hear from the environment, EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency's secretary, who is a Bible school teacher. He is a deacon. He's in love with God. And he's going to share his vision for the Environmental Protection Agency. You don't want to miss it. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to vfntv.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to youtube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm so excited about Scott Pruitt, the Secretary of Education, Secretary of Environmental Protection Agency. John, talk to us about
it. Well, listen, Scott Pruitt, as you said, he is the Secretary of EPA, is a former Sunday school teacher and a deacon. And he wants to use his background in his role as the Secretary of Environmental Protection Agency, EPA. Watch this.
As I serve and as we seek to make decisions, I want to do so based upon an attitude that we're here to minister to people, serve people, and have a light and a cheerfulness as we do it.
That's powerful when you're thinking about it. You know, maybe you're a Sunday school teacher, you know, maybe you are a deacon. You know, maybe you're thinking, what could you be used for? Listen, more people that have a call in their life are going into government.
Which is beautiful to serve.
Making huge, and it's beautiful. If we named off some of them, you would see them all the time on C-SPAN. Yeah. But they're just praying and voting and standing strong.
And stepping up. They're saying, listen, you know what, God, how can I serve you? How can I serve my country? Yeah. And they're getting involved.
As a matter of, talk to our community.
Listen, we want to hear from you. We want to hear your comments. We want you to email us, post below, and let us know how you feel. Maybe God's calling you and God's speaking to you about getting involved in service, maybe government or your local community, or give us some tips and some ways that we can serve. Comment below. Let us know your thoughts.
You know, the Secretary of the Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, he feels, and we believe too, that the Obama administration meddled in America's livelihood and went too far with their regulations and their executive orders. Now, you may have remember, we talked about this before, you know, Cass Sunstein wrote a book called Nudge. You're probably seeing it on your screen right here. And a Nudge was a book about, you know, it's the big elephant nudging the other one. In their mindset, that's the government nudging you.
Right.
But they didn't realize there was a bigger elephant behind that, God's elephant. But look what he said. Let me read this quote, what Cass Sunstein said. He says, once you know that people are human and have some Homer Simpson in them, then there's a lot that can be done to what?
Manipulate them.
And Homer Simpson is some just...
buffoonery character.
Yeah,
really.
Character, some cartoon character. And he's saying that this is what he thought. So he began to write regulations nonstop. And that's when you saw that picture. I wish you had that picture of President Trump in his office cutting the ribbon. He's cutting just like...
I've talked to business owners who've been crippled by these regulations. And the cost of doing business is astronomical because there's regulation upon regulation upon regulation. And so this is a wonderful thing that's happening.
It is totally wonderful. And so, you know, maybe you get a chance to see that image of him cutting the ribbon in front of thousands and thousands of regulations he cut. Those are Cass Sunstein's regulations. And he's declaring, you know, we're not Homer Simpson, that we can't nudge the government.
That's right.
It's supposed to be nudged by the people. The people aren't supposed to be nudged by the government. And as a matter of fact, being a good steward. Let's see what Secretary of Environmental Protection Agency Scott Pruitt had to say about these overregulations. Check it out.
Actions taken by the executive branch really were actions that the legislative branch should have been taking or addressing, and it did what? It impacted liberty. I mean, when you declare a war on coal from a regulatory perspective, you know, the question has to be asked, where is that in the statute? You know, where did Congress empower the EPA to declare a war on coal? There's a role for the EPA. There's a very important role for the agency. The problem is, the last several years, that role has been morphed and evolved into something that's not.
This is so important, you know. I mean, all this, you know, I have a phone and I have a pen, is what President Obama said. You just begin to write all these executive orders that begin to shift our country.
A digital pen at that.
Yeah, a digital pen. Yeah, and he's talking about, you know, you couldn't even have a puddle of water on your property because they called that. They were just trying to take control of everything through regulation. But I'm telling you, thank God for our president. You may have seen the image again here where he cut the ribbon in front of all those paperwork. That's actually things that he's actually done away with, and it's been powerful. Those are things of Cass Sunstein's that was written under all that whole Obama administration. So that's exciting. He's freeing up industry. And as a matter of fact, there was a situation going on in Vietnam where there was a trade imbalance. And so he goes to talk to the people of Vietnam, and they said, there's a trade imbalance. You know, we're losing it. America's losing in this. We need to work it out. They say, what can we do? He doesn't come up with some finagling stuff. He just said, buy coal from West Virginia.
Period.
That was the answer. So Vietnam started buying coal from West Virginia, which is, he said, in Vietnam, they said, that's the best coal they've ever had.
Wow.
And guess what? That fixed the trade imbalance. Maybe it's your business next that our president's going to say, well, listen, buy those washing machines, buy those cars. Mm. If you want to get this imbalance down, buy American products. So we want to hear from you. How do you feel about that? Remember the war on coal, the war on so many different things? Well, God, when Scott Pruitt was praying and seeking the Lord for him what to do, God said, God led him to be run and get in this position, you know, for Secretary of Environmental Protection Agency. And now he's protecting you, and he's actually balancing the environmental needs, but he's also freeing us up to be able to do what we got to do to be successful and provide for our children and protection for our country. This is so exciting. We want to hear from you. Comment below, write to us, email us. You know, we love hearing from our community and what you have to say about what's going on. John?
When we get back from this break, we want to hear from the Secretary, Pruitt, on how he feels that as he's talking and hearing from the Lord, that we should be good stewards of the American resources. He has much to say about this. You don't want to miss it. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back. Law, liberty, justice. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I have a daughter who is currently on active duty in the military. She has been put in charge of founding a youth group within the chapel setting, and the people there have been real resistive as far as fundraising events or some of the other ideas that she would like to implement. She was wondering where she would go to find the information that would make her superiors more comfortable in knowing what the parameters are.
First, of course, our website has a tremendous amount of information on this issue, but we also have a couple of lawyers at the American Center for Law and Justice that deal with issues of religious liberty and the military. And you're correct. These youth groups can meet. They can have the same rights as they would in private life. Let me get you in touch with our lawyers. Also encourage you to get your daughter to go to our website at ACLJ.org.
Visit us at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
I want to welcome our VFN TV audience, our Christian Television Network audience, around the nation and on the Gulf Coast, Monday through Friday. Also, our VFN radio audience around the nation and around the world. If you've been missing our program, or you're saying, I wish I would have got that or would have got this. If you sign up for the Torch newsletter, go to VFNTV.com. I believe in the upper right-hand corner, it says newsletter sign up. Just go there.
Mm-hmm.
And every single week, you're going to get a summary of what happened that week in a way that you can just kind of glance right through it and say, what do you want to watch? What do you want to hear? What do you want to share? And we want to make sure whatever way you can get it. But by signing up for The Torch, you know, that makes that possible for you. In other words, you can listen throughout the week, but you can summarize it at the end of the week to make sure that you didn't miss something that you need to know.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I am so excited about listening, and we're talking to, listening to the Secretary of Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt. You think about it, you know, God calls us to be a good steward, you know, of our life, of our finances. But guess what? When you are head of the Environmental Protection Agency, all these things, you need to be a good steward of it. And that's exactly what he's saying. As a matter of fact, let's join right now Secretary of Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, as he talks about it.
The environmental left tells us that though we have natural resources like natural gas and oil and coal, and though we can feed the world, we should do what? Keep those things in the ground, put up fences, and be about prohibition. That's wrong-headed. And I think it's counter to what we should be about. The biblical worldview with respect to these issues is that we have a responsibility to manage and cultivate, harvest the natural resources that we've been blessed with. To truly bless our fellow mankind.
This is so awesome. A biblical world view. A man who loves God, a man who seeks the Lord, just like David sought the Lord. The difference between King Saul and King David is Saul did not seek the Lord. King David sought the Lord. We have somebody over the Environmental Protection Agency, Environment Protection Agency, who's seeking the Lord. God, what do you want me to do with your environment, your creation? It's so powerful. Listen, comment below, write to us. We want to hear from our community. What do you think about this awesome appointment that God has allowed to happen over your environment? So encouraging.
Well, this is so holistic because he's also addressing those folks that would try to accuse him about being a climate denier. We're talking about the Environmental Protection Agency Secretary, Mr. Pruitt, Scott Pruitt, because this is so important. He's being attacked, and he's saying, well, let me give you some insight about this climate denier stuff. That's not who he is. Watch this.
Truly, I mean, and clearly, the climate changes. There's no, for someone to say that someone's a skeptic or a climate denier about the climate changing, that's just nonsensical. I mean, we see that throughout history. We impact the climate by our activity. How much so is very difficult to determine with respect to our CO2 or carbon footprint, but we obviously do. But here's the key. We as a country have reduced our carbon footprint by almost 20%. From the year 2000 to 2014. You know how? Through innovation and technology, not government mandate.
So exciting, John.
Yes. This is so exciting because he's talking specifically to the global warming folks and what's happening. If you're looking at the
people
weather.
People that believe in global warming.
Yeah, and if you went through this winter, I don't know about no global warming.
And you know, the fact is 100 years ago, it changed by like 7/10 of a degree. It happened then.
Right.
But the truth is nobody really knows. You know, we know obviously it could impact. But it's not impacting. So how we handle the resources in this
sure.
day, you know, it's just so very, very important.
This is so important, and we want to hear from you. Listen, put your comments below, email us, write us. But let's have this dialogue because we have to steward God's resources at the same time balancing out these regulations that cripple businesses. But you have some insight. This is something that many people are tracking with. And share your comments and give your suggestions below. Thank you.
Not only that, listen, the Secretary of Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, he spent a time abiding with the Lord. And when he's abiding with the Lord, God spoke to him and led him what he's supposed to do. And he's going to be talking about abiding, spending time with God. If you don't have many people want to abide with the Lord, but they don't have a plan. We have one for you. It's iabide.org. When you find out what happened to him, when he abided with the Lord, you're going to start abiding with the Lord too. As a matter of fact, let's join now Scott Pruitt. He is the Secretary of Environmental Protection Agency, protecting our environment, and what he has to say about what God said to him. Check it out.
It's been a couple of years just earnestly praying through, asking the question that I don't think we ask enough as individuals. God, what do you want to do with me? You know, really getting in our prayer closets, seeking his heart, asking what he wants to do in our lives. It was actually Isaiah chapter 1. That I was reading through that at that time that really spoke to my heart, and specifically in the latter part of chapter 1, where God says to Israel, I will restore your leaders as in the days of old, your judges as at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And there was just a desire that welled up inside of me to say I wanted to be like those leaders that we had at the founding, at the inception of our country. There's never been more of a threat to liberty, you know, to what we know is the protections that are inherent in our Constitution than what we live today.
There's never been more threat to our Constitution than what we live today. This is so important. Do you remember, if you've been with us over the years, we've been talking and crying out and praying to God, and we had, you know, Barton on talking about, you know, how, you know, our Constitution is being under attack, that we need people like our founding fathers. They were belittling our founding fathers. They were saying everything negative about they possibly could think. Because if you can undo the foundation of something.
That's right.
If you can undo the guy who's on the dollar bill, or the guy that's on the $5 bill, the president's on the $1 bill, the $5 bill, or Grant's on the $100 bill.
Co-op it.
Co-op it. I don't know who's on a $1,000 bill. John might know that.
No, I don't know.
But listen, they tried as much as they could. But now we have people that are getting into office. If you missed our earlier program, you got to check out. You know, the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, has the same mindset and heart set. You know, the Lord, she's flying her own jet. She's, you know, she's a billionaire.
On her own dime.
Her own money, her own gas, her own pilots to be able to go from school to school, meeting to meeting over the whole country, just like Scott Pruitt. You know, he doesn't have that. He's actually having to fly in first class because so many people are trying to attack him and over global warming. This is global warming. People have made it a religion. And it's something they're attaching to. And people who understand the 13 rules for radicals and Saul Alinsky, one thing that you can organize people around is pollution. They said once you organize them around pollution, then you can organize them around the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're doing. They're really just using a common topic that everybody cares about the air. Everybody cares about the environment, but it's not true what they're saying about the environment. There's some things that are changing, yeah, but it's not. It's like 100 years ago, 7 degrees, and a statement that was made just recently from Glenn Beck on his television program, who thinks it through deeply. He says, you know, if you just eliminated eating meat all over the world, that would do more help for the environment than removing all the cars from the earth.
Wow.
You know, which said, and he said, listen, if you come to me burping hamburger and beef when you're talking to me about global warming, you know, I'm not going to hear you. But if you actually say you're a vegan, you say, listen, I do want to make a difference, because eliminating eating meat and allow the meat to live would do more for our environment and global warming than removing every car from the
wow.
face of the earth. It's nothing but an organizing technique. They're trying to organize the world around this particular environment. And we talk about it. It's a Saul Alinsky method. But that God's not allowing that to happen. Things are changing. So we want to hear from you. Listen, this is beautiful. You know, Secretary of Environmental Protection Agency is a man who loves God just like you. And he sought the Lord. And the Lord says, you know, go for it. And he went for it. And next thing you know, he's over the environment of America. And listen, when you're over the under God, but he's over the environment of America, that means this, that's a big entrustment. And everywhere America goes, the world goes in the context of that, you know, leader of the free world. So this is exciting. This is encouraging. We want to hear from you. Comment below. Write to us. Email us. We want to hear your comments towards what he's talking about. Maybe you're spending time with the Lord and you're starting to hear God wants you to go into a political office or to one of the seven mountains we talk about at VFNKB all the time. As a matter of fact, go to VFNKB.com to find out more details. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just thank you for our community, and I just bless them right now. I thank you, Lord, that you heard the cries of our heart, God, and putting people in place, God, that hear your voice and then want good things to happen, good God things to happen to our country, God, that you're restructuring those that are protecting the Constitution and our constitutional rights, Lord. And I just decree right now health and wholeness over our community, Lord God. We decree and declare that revival is here, that third great awakening is here. We just declare it and decree it into the heavenlies. And Lord God, we decree that abortion has ended in this land. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, isn't abiding with the Lord just an awesome thing to be able to do?
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful.
I mean, talk to us, man. How has that affected your life?
Well, it's just changed it. I mean, for years I struggled with that, you know, spending time with God in regards to, you know, hearing his voice. But when God introduced me to abiding and, you know, and journaling and hearing what he's saying and writing it down, it's been life transforming. I mean, I can hear him clearly, and it's beautiful. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing.
It's so cool, isn't it, to know that you're hearing the voice of God?
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful.
He says that, you know, his sheep will hear his voice and follow none other.
That's right.
That's so important, isn't it?
It's just amazing. And he knows exactly what you're going through at that particular time in your life. And it's just amazing where he leads you.
Right.
You know, you think you did it.
Right.
You know, when you open up the scriptures and there it is. And like, wow. Wow, God, that was awesome.
This is cool, too, that by doing it, you begin to be faithful, that all of a sudden your whole family now abides with God and alone with God,
mm-hmm.
and you all even come together and share about it, right?
That's right. Yeah, we sure do. We all come together at the same time every week, get together as a family, my wife, my two children, and we talk about what God said to us that week.
Does God speak to everybody in your family?
Every one of them. Yep.
And what's their ages?
With
the children.
Yeah. Yeah, right. My 10-year-old son, my 14-year-old daughter.
Right. Isn't that awesome, though,
yeah.
to know that God is speaking to your whole family?
Yeah.
You're out there, you're listening right now, you're thinking, man, I didn't think that was possible. I thought you had some lesson plan or something. You had some little study guide or something. I didn't know that you can have a simple plan that even a 10-year-old can do and hear from God, hear the voice of God. Listen, we're called to hear his voice. If you don't have a plan, we have a simple plan for you. It's available at iabide.org. It's free. Request it today. Go to iabide.org. Request your plan. It will be sent to you immediately in your email. iabide.org.